This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to dive right into the week that was, because it was quite a week. Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal are in our bureau in New York City and here to get us going. Hey, guys.
Hi,
hey,
Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right. I would like a brief discussion as we get going on the topic of volatility on Wall Street, and specifically this, Lynette, you get to go first. Does it portend good or evil? Should we worry about it? What should we be thinking about all these ups and downs?
Well, it's quite a headache for traders, but it's also kind of awesome because volatility means that they can make money off of trades. Mm-hmm. When there was no volatility this summer, everybody felt like they were in the doldrums on a ship in the middle of the ocean where there was no wind whatsoever. It was hard to make money because there was no spread between a stock or any kind of security's previous price and its price in the future.
Well, John, what are we, the layman, though, or maybe me, the layman, supposed to make of this?
Well, one thing is it's very clear that people got very complacent. So the slightest bit of movement in treasuries or any big security really set off like a wave of panic. We saw that on Wednesday morning earlier this week where people were just sort of indiscriminately selling as soon as something moved.
Right.
And that does mean that we may be in for a rocky road ahead as people get used to the idea that prices may go up and down again.
You will grant, though, Lynette, that these are, and I know I said I wanted a brief discussion and here I am extending it. These are jittery times, right? You've got Ebola, you got people talking about the Fed pulling out. I mean, there's a lot of meh out there.
Well, the question right now is, what is the new normal?
Yeah.
For the last 5 years since the financial crisis, stocks have gone up. And
right.
Now we know that the Fed is going to ease its bond buying program. We know that stocks can't go up forever. The question is, when do we introduce a new normal mm-hmm. cycle of how stocks are traded and how they're priced?
John,
and so people want to catch the regime when they
right.
when it comes.
Right. John, talk to me for a second about banks. They reported this week profits were generally good and in part because of, as Lynette said, trading was better last quarter.
Right. In September, there was a sort of pickup of volatility. You had various things going on in Europe and China, and there was some more volatility, and that seemed to go pretty well for the banks. It meant their trading desks made more money. It's not clear that the volatility we've had in October
right.
is going to work out for them, though. We had kind of good volatility, meaning, you know, more than when we were in the doldrums, the lost ship at sea that Lynette was talking about in September. But October was like you ran smack into a hurricane,
mm-hmm.
and that can cause a lot of problems. People, I guarantee that some people lost a lot of money this week.
Right. Lynette, about China, which John mentioned briefly, they are doing things over there. The government is plowing money into that economy because demand is down over there and the Chinese economy is slowing, which is of interest to us.
We want the Chinese economy to slow. We want it to normalize. The question is how it slows. And what we're finding is that it's slowing very fast. So the
mm-hmm.
Chinese government wants to kind of slow that down, make it a softer landing by injecting capital into the banking system so that all the debt that all these Chinese banks are holding doesn't collapse at their entire system. The problem is that the more you prop up these banks, the more debt they take on, and ultimately the harder it's going to be for everything to clear out at the end of the day.
And get us that soft landing, which is what we want, right?
Right.
Yeah. John, changing gears here just for a second. Janet Yellen, the chairwoman of the Federal Reserve, gave a speech today up in Boston on the topic of inequality. She was, I think you could fairly say, pretty outspoken for a sitting chair of the Fed. And she said this. She said, "I think it is appropriate to ask whether this trend of inequality is compatible with values rooted in our nation's history." Is a speech like this compatible with a sitting Fed chair, since really she can't do anything about it anyway?
You know what? I think it's reassuring to know that the people at the head of our economy are worried about inequality. And it does have macroeconomic effects. Look, if when you have people who are, you know, have full-time jobs and the wages they earn aren't enough to create mm-hmm. adequate demand in the economy, that's not good. It ends up being a long path to a very slow economy because the people who are concentrating the wealth aren't spending it the way a guy who might want to, you know, buy some extra food on Friday for his family but right. can't afford to. So I think, you know, for the Federal Reserve, they should be concerned about inequality.
John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider as well. They were in our studios in New York. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Have a good one, Kai.